Right now we're going to talk about jewelry. A hard word to say. Jewelry talk. This topic comes up because yesterday we went through in detail the Rangers championship rings, which were presented on Saturday. The team got their first look at the rings on Friday in a private ceremony, and they are big and bold and beautiful. They're actually really cool looking.
Yeah, they are cool.
I think the designer did a really, really good job with them.
First ring with removable parts, or is that someone's done that before?
That's a good question. I don't know, but the it's got a the cranial screw top method is used here. So you can take it off and flip it, and it can have a different look. We mentioned all of the stones and how they are all numbered with symbolism, tipping their cap to something the Rangers did last year. Like, there are 103 blue sapphires on the top of the ring, which make up the background for the logo, and that signifies the total number of wins they had in 2023, including the postseason. 23 red rubies that outline the T logo, signifying 2023, the year they won the World Series, of course. 11 diamonds inside the logo of the main face of the ring, which signifies the 11 consecutive road postseason wins. And they went on and on and on with the number symbolism. 72 points of diamonds on the border of the bezel, representing the Rangers' first year in Arlington, 1972. Even down to 3 diamonds on the side with the player's name, which represent Chris Young's 3 pillars of baseball: compete with passion, be a good teammate, and dominate the fundamentals.
I thought about everything.
Everything. And the rings, like all championship rings these days, are pretty big, pretty gaudy, can be pretty beautiful, and pretty expensive. The Rangers championship rings are worth $75,000 each. That's a lot. I found many, many galleries of championship rings over the years. And I have to say, I've never really put much thought into this, but as I was looking at all of these pictures from NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, and NBA championship rings, I kind of got into it. And yeah, there are some really beautiful rings, and the designs, and you know, the way they would work in the year or a slogan or the jersey number, or it's really quite an art.
Did you see the first World Series ring? They used to get pins, I guess, from the very beginning, like pendants, but in 1922 the first one went to the New York Giants.
Yeah.
That's a really cool-looking ring.
Yeah, it is. It's got one diamond in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is gold, and there's, you know, Giants is engraved. It is really cool. So your question yesterday, when did it all get ramped up? When did these rings go idiocracy? If you go to Twitter, I just posted a picture that I found on the National Post. I'm not sure of the political affiliation of that website, so I'm not promoting it. It sounds like either a far right or far left website, but they just happened to have an article on the evolution of championship rings, and they had this picture of the evolution of hockey championship rings, and the picture that I posted on Twitter, the front ring, it just looks like a wedding ring. And it's the Montreal Hockey Club ring from 1883. And it's just crossed hockey sticks on a gold ring. And it says MHC with a little puck. It just looks like anybody's wedding ring.
It's cool.
And that's the first championship ring that they were able to track to. That may have been 1893, actually.
Yeah.
But you can just see in that picture how from 1893 to 1961 is when they started getting kind of big, kind of wide, to then 1989 and Calgary's much bigger ring, and then the Red Wings and Penguins behind that, how they grew over the years. The answer to your question is, I don't really have an answer. It's been such incremental micro growth over the years. You can go back to really the first couple of Super Bowl rings. Like, this is the Packers' first Super Bowl ring.
That's pretty gaudy.
And it's pretty gaudy.
Yeah.
So that was from 67, and it's three big diamonds, and it got bigger, and on the side there's engraving of the score in the, well, I guess this would be the Ice Bowl, 21-17, where they beat Dallas in 67.
Yeah.
And then they beat Oakland 33-14 in the Super Bowl, and that was their first Super Bowl ring. So you go through
like
the years.
Two different championships then. You were NFL champs, and then you were world champs.
Very good. That's why they have the Dallas score on there.
Yeah.
That's right. And when you look at some of the old ones from our childhood, even before the 85 Bears that you brought up yesterday as possibly the team that raised the ante on these rings, that's the 76 Raiders ring. Look at that.
Okay. And maybe that's the Al Davis influence there, and maybe that was the first one that got a little out of control.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it. It's a big football with tons of diamonds. Oakland Raiders, world champions, diamonds all around, and it got really big to where on the side, like here's the Bears 85 ring, and it's almost not as gaudy as the Raiders.
Yeah, that's pretty classic looking.
But I think we could probably, here's the 72 Dolphins, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No. But it seems like when we've seen the Cowboys championship rings from Super Bowl 6 and 12, and I guess because we're comparing it to the 90s guys, but they seemed pretty classic.
Yeah, I think so.
Understated.
So maybe we track it to Al Davis and the 76 Raiders.
Yeah.
Is the first one to really ratchet it up.
Looks like it.
But even before that, based on my extensive research, it was a very slow, gradual climb. From the first championship ring that just looked like a wedding ring to, you know, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, they started looking more like class rings.
Yeah.
And then in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they started getting really, really big. And it got me thinking about the topic of wearing jewelry in general, because I have never, ever been a jewelry guy. In fact, my wife hates this, but I don't even like wearing my wedding ring.
Yeah. It takes some getting used to, for sure.
I just don't like wearing anything. And I remember as a kid, you know, you go through phases where at school something was kind of popular. Maybe guys were starting to wear a necklace in the 70s.
Yeah.
Remember those puka shell necklaces and wristbands?
Oh, yeah.
That got kind of popular for boys back then. But I never liked the feel of wearing even a watch or one wedding ring or anything around my neck. Would never have pierced my ears back when that was big back in the day for guys to wear one earring. I just never liked the feel of wearing any jewelry.
I never really have either. And when I have, I thought it was because I needed to. Like when I was in high school there for a while, I wore the gold necklace just because I thought that's what you were supposed to do if you were cool.
Right.
And I got talked into the class ring, and I think I did wear it like my junior and senior year, but have not worn it since.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to wear a watch, but I haven't worn a watch in 20 years, I bet.
Yeah.
And I think they're great. I think they're really good looking. And, you know, when a guy has a nice watch, I think it looks really nice. But like you, it's just, to me, it's just, it bothers me.
Yeah. I also love the look of a great watch. I like all this jewelry.
It looks super.
I love my wedding ring. I just don't like wearing any of it.
Yeah.
What
pinky
about
ring.
What's that?
The pinky ring.
The pinky ring.
We were talking about the other day. What did Gordo say? He's suspicious of the guy who's wearing the pinky ring.
Gordo has always worn a pinky ring. You're not a big jewelry guy either, are you?
No. Mama. No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I can't stand jewelry.
Yeah.
I've tried to wear it. I've gone for a few years wearing it, and then I'll not wear it for about 8 years and then try to wear it for a while. It just bothers me. It makes me claustrophobic.
That's interesting how all three of us are just like that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at all three of us right now, and we just don't really have anything on.
No.
We have clothing on, but
yeah.
But no jewelry.
No jewelry.
What do you think of the guy that wears a ton of jewelry when you see him? Do you think he's...
I think of Elf.
Elf, or you think he's in The Sopranos?
right there.
Yeah, I always think it's a decent look. Like I said, the watch, I think the tasteful necklace is still a good look for a lot of dudes. Occasionally, I wear a silver necklace with the cross on it, but very, very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good look. Like, I think when Bono wears it, I think it looks good on him. And, you know, I can think of lead singers that I see with necklaces and think, yeah, that's a cool look.
I guess it's like any fashion statement. Some people can pull it off and some can't.
Yeah.
I will say this. If I had been a shortstop on the Rangers team last year, I would be very tempted to wear that ring out and about at least a few times.
Yeah, especially when the team took a trip to Houston. I would definitely wear it.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Astro fans could see it. But, yeah, I don't think these athletes do wear them that much, do they? Unless it's a special function or something.
Right. Yeah, like I think if it's a reunion of that team or a special function or a Hall of Fame function or something, you know, occasionally we'll see, like Troy, when he's doing a game, he'll occasionally wear his Super Bowl ring, won't he?
I think so.
Seemed like
maybe opener, or if he's doing a Super Bowl, maybe he wears it. That's a good question for him.
Not often, but I feel like I've seen him wear it. I feel like I saw John Madden wear it.
I think Madden did for years.
Yeah.
He would wear that big Super Bowl ring.
And I think, now I've never seen Troy wear all three of his doing a game.
Just to rub it in a little bit.
But, yeah, if I were an announcer and I'd won a Super Bowl ring, I might flash that if I were doing the Super Bowl or something like that.
Yeah, and as I mentioned yesterday, it's a really special thing, I would think, for the athlete or the coach or someone within the organization. It's so sad to me when you see those up for bid, or the family has, you know, a generation later said, yeah, let's just auction this off for the family and see what we can get for it. And I'm sure they get pretty good money for it if it's 50 or 60 years old. But, man, to me, that should just stay in your family.
Mm-hmm. So you had a high school class ring?
Still have it, and I haven't worn it. And I brought them up that one time when Daryl Dickey was the coach at North Texas and they won conference championships. He was nice enough to include me, and I've never worn them out in public.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I did was when the entire team went to Andrew Smith, the former quarterback there, was tragically killed in a car accident.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone wore their ring to that. But outside of that, I haven't. And it's a keepsake, though. I'm very proud of my association with him. It was a very small thing just as an announcer. But, you know, we've already looked into the future, and I think my kids will like to have those someday, or mm-hmm. my grandkids would like to have them someday. And it, you know, promotes Dad used to do announcing for his alma mater, and I don't know, it's a short story. 2 or 3 minutes, but every once in a while they can get those out, and they're really cool and they're special to me. But no, I don't wear them out in public.
You never thought of getting just a college class ring?
I did think about it, but then I thought, outside of A&M grads, who wears them?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't see many of them. Sometimes you'll see the Bama or someone from the SEC wearing them, but I think I had that thought when we were in college, was that, gosh, I don't wear my high school ring anymore. Will I wear my college ring?
Are high school class rings as big a thing as they were 20, 30, 40 years ago?
I don't think my kids got them.
Or even college class rings. Are they that big a deal anymore?
I don't know. It seemed like when we were in high school, they were a big deal. You got to get the class ring.
Yeah.
And I would say of my classmates, 70 to 80% got them between girls and guys.
I didn't get one because I didn't want to have to wear it.
Yeah, I didn't get one either, mainly because I didn't graduate.
Oh, yeah. Your janitor school didn't give you one?
No.
When he gave you your diploma?
He didn't.
Maybe tomorrow I'll come up all blinged up. I'll wear my rings and my Jubb necklace and just go all out.
Go out to the April Fool's Open that way.
Because you're a wide collar guy too. Because so it'd be real weird seeing gold chains all around your neck.
Do you guys like women who wear tons of jewelry?
No. No, but jewelry looks good on women. It's got to be the tasteful amount for me. But
yeah.
If they have a ton, does it feel like they're about to tell your fortune?
No. I kind of like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
A woman comes in dressed like a fortune teller?
Not a fortune teller, but the tasteful necklace and earrings. I think that's... You notice it, don't you, Gordo? You notice what? Earrings and...
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, bracelets. I think it's a good look.
You know how I don't notice background
chokers?
Music?
I'm sorry?
Sorry?
He said chokers.
What? It's a type of necklace.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Gordon.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because.
Huh.
You know how I don't notice background music? No. I also don't notice jewelry that people wear. Like,
notice if they're not wearing it.
This makes my wife very sad, but we'll go out to dinner, and maybe at the end of the night, she'll say, did you like these earrings? And I'll say, I didn't notice them.
Yeah, see, I notice them.
Cut that back a little
bit.
Do you?
But when I'm asked which one to wear, I really don't have a strong opinion.
You need to, you know the trick here, you pretend like you do have a strong opinion.
Well, these are the ones that I thought were better.
Okay, then wear those.
Yeah, but you said you liked the other one.
Well, I do. That was my opinion. You asked for it, and that's the one I believe very strongly. Because if you say, no, it doesn't matter, whichever one, they both look good, you're not even paying attention.
Attention.
No, I am. I really don't have that much of an opinion. That frustrates her more.
Obviously.
So have an opinion, even if it's the wrong one.
Yes.
Okay.